Online podcast number 8, January 24th, 2005. Hello everyone, this is John Ong, your host for Online Podcast. I'm back in town, I'm in Kansas City. It's pretty cold, not so much today, but for the last few days, been pretty cold. I just wanted to say thanks to everyone who helped make this trip such a wonderful and memorable one. The following show is... the show today actually is going to be pieces that I did on the way back to Malaysia, and I'm going to put together all those recordings and made it into my online podcast number 8. This piece of audio is recorded on the day I traveled back to Malaysia, starting from Kansas City, MCI, and this piece is actually recorded on aboard the plane flying to Dallas Fort Worth. It is recorded on December 24th, 2004.
Just now boarded flight American Airlines 1227 heading to Dallas, and cold outside, 18 degrees I heard, and we'll be flying to Dallas Fort Worth. In fact, my flight was moved up when I was checking in. They moved me up to an earlier flight so that the connecting flight from Dallas to Seattle won't be that close. So, boarded not full. It's pretty good. And I'm on seat 8F. And I'll probably be recording again when I get to Dallas, so I'll have nothing to do. So, see you then.
This next piece of audio memo was recorded in Dallas, Fort Worth on the day I'm traveling back, which is December 24th, 2004.
Welcome to Dallas Fort Worth Airport. I'm here, sitting here by a power outlet, was charging my laptop, and right now just waiting for my flight. It's 6 o'clock right now, 6:12, and my flight should be ready to first board at 7:23-ish. So I have a little bit more than an hour, so I'm going to go find food, eat a little, and then take a longer flight from here to Seattle, Tacoma, Washington State, and from there I have a lot of time. I think I'm arriving there, I think maybe a quarter after 10, Seattle time, and we'll be waiting for my flight from Seattle all the way to Taipei, and it won't leave until, I believe, 2:55 a.m. So I'll spend Christmas there in Seattle. So that's pretty much it. Actually, I was online. I was sort of online. I was on, I forgot what it's called, one of the Wi-Fi services here on the airport, in the airport. I checked out T-Mobile, but apparently they don't have a wide coverage area. They only have it in like the special hoo-ha club area, not in the whole airport area. But there's this other service, I forgot what it's called now, SkyMap or something like that. So I'm going to be taking, I was checking it out, and see, I might actually, when I get to Seattle, I might actually sign up for the service just for that night, and The one thing that sucks is that the service actually goes till midnight, and I'll be there from maybe 10:30 until 3 o'clock. So if I were to sign up before midnight, then I'd have to pay twice. T-Mobile has a 24-hour thing that costs a little bit more, but I think would probably work out better, but the coverage is like only in a small section in the airport, so we'll see what happens. And so I think I'm gonna go find some food, and then I will probably, if I'm bored, I'll do another recording. If I'm not bored, I will probably do another recording in Tacoma, Washington. We'll see you then. Bye bye. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from Seattle, Tacoma International Airport. It is 2:04 on Christmas Day. I'm waiting to board my flight from here in Seattle to Taipei. It is, like I said, Christmas morning. I am in the adjacent gate in the same terminal. I'm supposed to be boarding on S11, and I'm in S15, and actually between S16 AB and S15, because they are playing CNN over the speaker really loudly, and it was kind of annoying, so I have to come back here, but still keep an eye on my powerbook, because I'm trying to charge my powerbook as much as I could. And I grabbed a bite of food right when I came to this terminal, the international terminal, and that was a while back now, probably around 11 o'clock. Right now it's almost 2 now, well, 2:05, and I'm seeing a lot more people now gathering in front of S11, so I would assume that very soon I'm gonna have to go over there and and join the other people waiting for us to board the flight. And right now, many Chinese faces in Seattle, and we'll be going to Taipei, of course, more Chinese faces, more Asian faces. And let's see what else I wanted to talk about. I was looking for a power outlet over in the section where that's closer to my gate, but none of them were working. I mean, they were, but it won't hold my the plug in on the wall, and it wants to fall off. So I came over to this adjacent gate to make use of the power. Then I call my mom. Spoke to my mom for like an hour and a half, or maybe 2 hours, over my cell phone using my phone card. So that was nice. And so right now I'm going to pack up and probably go to the bathroom, wash up a little bit, because I was so sleepy. I was almost falling asleep when I was talking to my mom. But now I think I'm over that already. But still very tired, because I've been up since, was it 9 o'clock this morning, and it is almost 24 hours now. It's 20 hours, I've been up 20 hours, and so really, really exhausted. And so I guess I will probably be doing this again, recording again in Taipei, most likely, unless I get up in the middle of the night and I want to talk, go to the bathroom or something, and talk in the bathroom. I don't think so. I probably will fall asleep really quickly. So I'll see you in Taipei, and I'll do the recording again in Taipei. Merry Christmas.
Okay, so here's the deal. I finished doing this recording in Seattle, and packed up my stuff, walk over there to the gate, and I was looking around, and all of a sudden, they call my name. First thing that came to my head was like, oh, no, something's wrong with my luggage, or something's wrong with my boarding pass or something, or he didn't have a seat or something. So I went up there, identified myself, and so they said, do you have your old boarding pass? And I thought, oh my gosh, something so wrong is going to happen. And then they have in their hand this boarding pass that looks like a business class boarding pass. It has this little gold trim and everything. And then all of a sudden, I realized, oh my god, I'm being bumped up to business class, so which I did. I was so excited, I almost called somebody. I did not. I ended up sending Bruce a text message. So because of all that, I was excited, got up to the plane, it was really comfortable, it's like 30-some people. It's a 747, I go up into the plane, I go upstairs and then turn to the left to the front of the plane. So it was really nice. And so it was very comfortable, meal was wonderful. I got into, it was the flight from Seattle to Taipei was delayed a little bit, so by the time I get to Taipei, it was I think at least an hour later than what we're supposed to, the scheduled arrival time. And since I upgraded with my frequent flyer mile, the leg of flight from Taipei to Kuala Lumpur, I get to use the EVA Air lounge. So I went there thinking that I'm gonna freshen up, have some breakfast, and they have like buffet everywhere. It was like wonderful. I've never been into areas like this before. I've never really flown anything beyond Economy Deluxe on EVA Air. So it was wonderful. I ate and I sat down, and I actually, while I was getting my food, I actually saw a sign saying that this table, underneath the table, there's the Ethernet cable, Ethernet outlet for broadband. And then I was thinking, oh no, I didn't have a cable, and it doesn't look like they have the cable there, it's just that the port is there. So I brought my food, sat down, and opened up my laptop, and then boom, there's five Wi-Fi. So the first one that I tried is free. So I got in there, checked my email first thing, and then turned on, I sent Bruce an email. And finally, he replied and I said, oh, get online. So I opened up iChat, hooked up my iSight and showed him around, get to chat with him for a while. And then, boom, I heard they announced my flight, that it's boarding. I haven't even brushed my teeth yet, so I packed up and ran and brushed my teeth and then ran to the gate. I was the last person to board that plane. And that was that. And therefore, I didn't have time to do any memo at all, no voice memo at all. So that's why you don't hear any memo in Taipei. That's because I was too busy using the Wi-Fi. And after that, arrived in KL, then this next voice memo is going to be that, and I have a lot of time to kill, and therefore I've recorded quite a long memo. And when I record that memo in KLIA, it's already December 26th, right around, I'd say, 2-3 o'clock, let me check to see if I can see. Oh, it's actually 1. It's 1 a.m. on my iPod, which means it's actually 2. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock in KL, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, that time. I'm looking at the voice memo that I use this Belkin voice memo to do all my voice recording. That's why the audio quality is pretty bad, but I didn't want to carry around my iSight, and I didn't find out that I could do this that easily. I've been starting, like right now I'm doing is I hook up my iSight and then use Wiretap to just record, and use Line In to use iSight as my audio input, and then do this recording. But I didn't know it was that easy to set up. I just, you know, figured that out when I was in Penang. And I recorded that voice memo with my Belkin voice memo recorder thingy. And so it says it's 1 a.m., which means it really is 14 hours later. So it's 3 p.m., 3:04 p.m. in Malaysia. So that time, it's also right after the wave, the tsunami, the tidal wave hit those islands. I've heard that it's like about 1:30 is when it hit some of the Penang Island. So I saw it on the news on my computer, but did not get the full report at all. It was like 140 some people killed, and of course completely different from what the actual scenario is. So anyway, take a listen to the voice memo that I recorded in KLIA. Okay, I came in a little bit too late for the announcement. You're hearing the announcement, flight announcement in Malay. I'm sitting here in KLIA looking up at the structure. It's really cool, very industrial looking, very modern frame structure that is on the right and on the left of the building, on both sides of the building, all glass. A little bit too warm for my taste, but I found this place that has a little bit of a draft coming down from the air duct that I'm feeling right now. So that was kind of nice. So I am in Kuala Lumpur International Airport. I made it here. Many hours of flying, but I'm going to start with telling you this. My two best Christmas presents. First one, I was in, there's a little kid here, playing with a truck. I am, two things, two best Christmas gifts. First, 10 minutes or 20 minutes before we were supposed to check in Seattle, they announced my name, and I walked up to the counter, and I was like, oh crap, what's gonna happen now? And the guy said, hey, do you have your old boarding pass? I said, yeah. So he gave me a new boarding pass, and I realized that, oh, there's gold on the boarding pass, because they have color-coded, because different classes, different color. I think it's like, if it's green, if it's regular economy, since I'm flying EVA, they have the in the middle class, which is Economy Deluxe, which is what I'm flying, and my boarding pass has an orange bar across it. So I went up, gave him my old boarding pass, and he gave me this thing that has a gold thing. I said, oh my gosh, they upgraded me to the business class. I was so excited, you know, I wanted to call somebody, so I text Bruce, I sent Bruce a text message, because it was like late, really late, and so we took we were quite a bit, at least 45 minutes to an hour late, and therefore that made the connecting flight from the in-between time, the layover time of Seattle in Taipei not too long, and that is why I did get to record this when I was in Taipei, because I just really didn't have time to do this. I got up, it was really nice, huge leg room, man, it was comfortable. All the way across, there were four people all the way across, about 30 some people in that little small little section. It's up on the top level of that little, you know, the cockpit on a 747, that little bump up on top, we're right there. It was so nice. And it was like the pilot, and then us, and then I think the first class is behind us. So it was really, really awesome. I mean, great food, wonderful service, and best of all, enough space with like a down comforter. And I just like, I slept, ate and slept. And I was popping airborne also, because I was so scared I was going to get a cold. I was so feeling like I was going to get a cold when I was in Seattle. Turned out okay, I think.
I'm feeling great right now. And so that was my one best Christmas, one of the best Christmas presents. Second, when I got to Taipei, I went up to the VIP lounge because I upgraded my ticket from here in from Taipei to Kuala Lumpur to a business class. So that I knew. I didn't know that I was going to fly all the way from Seattle to Taipei for business class. So before I depart from Taipei, I was in the VIP lounge. And great place. They have a huge lounge with food area, great seating area. While I was taking my food, I saw this sign on this table that says ADSL, connection under the table. So I went and checked it out. There was on the wall, but I didn't carry my Ethernet cable with me. So I said, oh, whatever. I went over to eat, and since I don't really have a lot of time, I thought I'll just, you know, eat and then go freshen up, brush my teeth and everything, and gonna go to my gate. And of course, I opened up my laptop just to try. I found 5 Wi-Fi there. The first one is Easy Up something like that. When they're free service, I mean, I don't know whether it's part of the lounge or is it just somewhere and they just offer free service, I'm not sure. Or one of the VIP lounge area that has that service, I'm not sure. But I picked it up and quickly checked my email because I wanted to send an email to Bruce saying that, you know, I'm in Taipei. So I sent him an email. I pop onto iChat, hopefully that he'd get online, and he replied me back pretty quickly, and so I say, hey, get online, I'm on iChat. So I saw him online, typed a few words, and then said, hey, I you know, I'm going to bring my iSight out, and we'll do a video conference. So we did. So I get to see him, I really miss him, and I get to see him over the iChat clearly. It was really nice, and so that's my second best Christmas present. I really haven't been away from Bruce that long. Well, it will be by the end of this trip, because I think the longest we are apart from each other is probably 10 days. This time it's going to be more than 21 days, so it's going to be hard. But I'm hoping that I'm going to get the DSL set up quickly for my parents, and I'll be able to use that too myself, and be able to call back to Bruce. That would be nice. Oh, that was the announcement again. I completely forgot about that. Did you hear that dum 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 and then announcement in Malay? I don't believe they make any announcement in English. Or maybe they do. Or maybe because it's all local flight. But if you don't speak English and if you want to fly to Penang, you'll be in this terminal too. Yikes. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. So I was thinking, I had this really kind of strange nostalgic feeling that I have that I've never really experienced a couple of times I flew back from Malaysia. This time, before I landed, I was in the air and I was like full with this kind of excitement and joy that I'm coming home. I've never really felt that. Last time, maybe because I was so excited about showing Bruce Malaysia that I didn't really recognize that or acknowledge that feeling. But this time it's just me and my iPod and my PowerBook. I really felt kind of a little bit nostalgic about coming home and being the normal people, being the common faces. Everybody looks like me. I'm one of them, and I'm not, you know, different. I'm usually the one that's different because I couldn't hide my being looking like a Chinese guy. So that's always different. Not bad, it's just different. And this time I'm just normal like everyone else. Sort of a good feeling. At least I think that I don't stand out. Maybe my hair, maybe, and I'm tall. But I've always been tall. Taller than most Asians. It's getting cooler, which is nice. It is 3:15. My flight is scheduled to depart at 5 o'clock, so it really is less than 2 hours before my flight takes off. Maybe about an hour before my boarding time is. I'm really a couple of gates. I can actually see the gate where I'm supposed to go to get onto my plane. My plane is not here yet. I don't see the plane yet. So that was the announcement again. That was the English announcement, so I was wrong. Yeah, they do announce that because it's an international airport. What am I thinking? I was dumb. So here I'm waiting for my flight. I called back to my sister's house. My parents are still not there yet. They're in church. They'll be heading that way, and all the kids are excited about me coming back, and will go to the airport to get me. And I guess the next time I do this recording will be a time where I'm either bored or I feel like there's something that I really want to note really badly. Otherwise, you know, I don't know when. I'll be so excited about everything, seeing people doing things, that I might forget about doing this. I hope I'll still do this a few times. I was trying to do this in every single airport, but of course I didn't have time to do it when I was in Taipei. I didn't have time because I wasted all the time. But not really wasted. I was chatting with Bruce. I was checking my email. Free Wi-Fi, come on. I guess that's it. Oh, another thing that I want to say is that that's kind of a shock to me again, is the bathroom here. It's a really nice international airport. Bathroom is a little not up to, well, it's different. It's a different standard. It's wet, and I cannot stand wet bathroom. I went into the bathroom thinking to myself, there's no way I'm going to be able to use this bathroom comfortably. Even if I, like, really need to go number two, I'm probably not going to do it because I just cannot imagine myself using it. It's, first of all, it's wet, and I just cannot stand wet toilet. I just cannot tolerate that. Plus, the seat, that was the announcement, the seat was wide. I mean, do you really sit on it? It's wide. I wish I had a camera. I don't have a camera because I didn't want to carry anything. I didn't have a camera, so. But the seat, man, is wide. It's like a square. I don't even know how you use it. Of course, they also have the squat kind, which is gross now to me. I grew up with that, and now it's gross. And it's wet. I just cannot stand it. So there's a lady close by. I hope she doesn't think that I'm weird. I'm gonna stop this recording, and I hope I get it this time. I've recorded a 10-minute thing, and when I play back on my Belkin, every once in a while it does that. Like the first time I recorded it, it didn't take anything. It just has this loud feedback. So I hope this one takes. So the next time I record it would be definitely be in Penang. I don't think I'll be making a recording in the airport in Penang because I'll be excited to see people. Okay, until next time, selamat tinggal, jumpa lagi.
Welcome to the special edition of our online podcast. Here I have many guests with me today. Show will be in Hokkien. Okay, to Judy, Tana.
Poco.
Hi, this is Eric.
Zhang Yong.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hi, this is Ben.
Hi, this is Yao Ming.
Hi, Joshua. We.
Okay, go ahead. Zhang Yong brother from in the next room. When Tana Tan Diao, why go online? Could be Tango.
Oh, he'll be trying to phone me.
是啦，讲八点半，我无请过到啦。
一听啊，听过啊。一个讲系我唔知变 English 个 calm， very 个 calm， 我唔知有几多诶之类 earthquake 咁滞。然后啊，当今是 it's of no December 30th in Penang， 10:30 PM。We are supposed to meet up with my brother at 10:30 tonight, and he's still not awake yet. He having si bed down boa ma zaki, so I will check if he go gang today. U gang mu mu na zha che la.
Hi, good morning, morning call.
Ha, Zhang Yong Fun han ya.
Hello. Hello. Hi, good morning. Chen ya, come back online. Want to the podcast also.คำไม่ออนไลน์นะตอนเดี๋ยวรู้โอเคบาย
หรือเหล่าแมสเซจอยู่อ่ะโ
อ้ he's on he's he just woke up
ว่าผมใจใส่รับโหสีผมใจแทนเดี๋ยวแล้วเนาะตอนตอนนี้หลายออนไลน์ค่ะตอนนี้ผมใจแค่ตัวเสียงอ่ะไหนอ่ะฮ่าฮ่าฮ่าตอนเนี้ยโอเคออกก่อนอินคอร์喂哥哥，你在我身 ？Hello Hello Hello， 干么事做？嗯 ？Hello， 特别叮当。Invalid IP 哇 ，fail， 是，我下等你。隔硬了，隔贵下。嗯，对。咱再试。Hello。Hello。Hello。Hello。
无 audio？
无 audio 啊？丹丹。个真声，丹啊！
我哋啊，你听电话。
听到，听到未？
听到了来。你 change the direction，
这是几个人？这是你？咖啡。
Hello， Hello， Hello。
嗯，
听到呀？
你那播声怎么了？嗯。
我怎么没换一首声啊？你等下。我等下做 podcast 了咋？二哥，我
做主持，
我做张扬主
持。哈哈，你做 role
play 你想做边个啦？
啊，你好，做
啊，我做张扬。啊，真系无。
我听你先。
无咩 ？Is it bad 吗？
哦。
哎，等
阵。嘿，杨明。
哎呀。咁叫，吓，一条，有冇 echo？
哎呀，冇听车嚟话，
我未听你都讲大声冇，哟，提纲，等阵，
等
阵，个 echo 啊。
So I couldn't quite figure out the settings that I was using.To record the iChat session. I guess it was okay if it was just me or if everybody can wear a headphone. And since I need to use the speaker for everyone to hear my brother, it was a little bit difficult there. So I'm going to have to try to figure something out with Skype or iChat. I think Skype's quality is a little bit better if it doesn't crash.So there you have it. Those were the recordings that I made while I was on the way back to Malaysia and as well as when I was in Malaysia. And I really had a great time, and looking forward to doing more serious podcasts once I'm back. I'm back, but I'm not really back in my so-called studio yet. I haven't really gotten back into the whole entire setup downstairs in my basement. So I'm actually doing this recording partially in my office earlier, and then the latter part of the recording I actually I'm doing it in here in my bedroom. So thank you for subscribing, and I really really want to do a show and just really thank those people out there, those people who are in Australia, you know who you are, those people who are listening to me, and despite not knowing who I am. And I will definitely try to do a better show. And is that my phone? Anyway, I will be doing another show hopefully soon, maybe in about a week or so. And thank you for subscribing to the show, and I hope you'll keep subscribing. Thank you. Bye-bye.